Now we'll play a polka, Why. And in Czech, that's proto. Now we'll play some waltzes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The Polka Sweethearts from Zephyr Hills. Let's give them another hand. And now, let's welcome the wind that shakes the barley. Irish, Scottish, English music. And sweet music it is. They're from Tampa. And their leader is Bill Dudley. My, they grew, didn't they? I don't blame them. I'd get you too.
This is number, now you can hear me, can't you? Great. Sound has been pretty good.
Can you hear him too well?
This year. We're going to start out with a set of tunes, and we'd like to introduce our friend L.J. Slavin, who will be playing for you his own set later on this evening. And we'll start off with one called Drowsy Maggie.
Flowers of Edinburgh and over
St. Anne's? We're also going to do Flowers of Edinburgh and Over the Waterfall.
St. Anne's.
Yeah. Who's starting it? Somebody starting it? Thank you.
She did?
Yeah.
Sorry about that last note. She begged you more?
I thought that was a real good note.
I thought he said one more, but he said no more.
Should we start this off just on the flutes?
Yeah.
We'll let you do it the second time.
This is an old Irish air that we're going to play for you now called She Beg She More, one of our White Springs favorites, and everybody probably remembers it from last year. Do you remember anything at all from last year?
I don't, myself. Next, we're going to do a medley of jigs featuring John on his accordion and Shelley on the penny whistle and LJ on his fiddle. What do we start off with, Bill? He asked. Oh, we start off with Dennis Murphy's. Dennis Murphy's, okay.
Dennis and Swallowtail.
And then Three Keshes.
Right, right.
Thank you.
Next is a hornpipe tune called The Rights of Man. We'll let Bill start off on the guitar on it. Maybe we'll let LJ play at the start too. He's been a nice boy.
Thank you very much. Cousin Thomas allowed us to play one more, so we're going to play a good one.
An old hold-down tune.
This is called Staten Island Hornpipe.
Which I think has nothing to do with Staten Island, and we're not playing it as a hornpipe, but aside from that,
take this chair away and put it back there.
Guess what? I'm next on the program. Oh, and you know, so many stories run around in my head, it's hard for me to decide which one to tell. And so I thought, since a great big old new hole fell in Winter Park last week, and some more fell in Central Florida, I'd tell you how a great big old hole in the ground got near Gainesville. Now, I've known about that hole all my life when I was a little girl. You know, I grew up in Gainesville. And that big old hole, I'm not going to tell you the name of it right this minute, but it's been there so long that great big old trees grow out of the bottom. So it's been there a long, long time. Well, I want to tell you how it got there. Well, sir, long, long, long time ago, old Lucifer, which is just a fancy name for the devil, used to like to put on the form of mortal man and come up on top of the earth to see what he could see. And one beautiful moonlight night, old Lucifer put on the form of mortal man, and he came up on top of the earth into a place that looked kind of like this, with beautiful trees and a stream flowing nearby. And he walked around, and my, he got a lot of attention because he was a very handsome man. He was pretending to be human. And he spied a beautiful Indian maid sitting beside the limpid stream, combing her raven locks and admiring herself in the limpid stream. And old Lucifer walked over to her, and he began to flirt with her. But she wouldn't pay any attention to him. She spurned him because she was already promised to a handsome Indian brave. And they were soon to be wed. Well, this went over with old Lucifer like a ton of bricks. Oh, it made him furious. So he stomped away, and he put on his natural form, and he went back down to Hades, and down there he fretted, and he fumed, and he plotted, and he planned. And then he had a plan. On the dark of the moon, he came back up on the earth in the form of mortal man. And he crept over into the Indian village where the beautiful maiden lay sleeping in her chickie. And he seized her and he threw her over his shoulder and he began to run with her. Well, now you know what she did. She began to kick and holler and squall and bawl loud enough to wake up the dead. And she did wake up all her people in the village. And they took out after old Lucifer and his hapless burden. And old Lucifer was worried because he knew that as long as he wore the form of mortal man, he was vulnerable. And if the villagers caught him, they could destroy him forever and destroy all his meanness forever and a day. So quickly, he put on the form of the devil. He stomped his foot, and a great big hole opened up in the ground. Oh, it was a big hole, and it was deep. And down, down, down he went with the screaming maiden. Down, down, down to the very bottom where water was gathering and flowing into a little cave over in the side. And he disappeared with his victim, and they were never seen again. And all her people were turned into stones all the way around the rim of that great big hole in the ground. And they were weeping and wailing And even after they were turned into rocks, their tears continued to flow, and they made little streams and rivulets all down the sides of that big old hole in the ground. And they formed together into a little stream and flowed into the cave. And if you go out to that hole in the ground today, you'll find that it's now a little state park known as the Devil's Millhopper. And that's how the Devil's Millhopper got its name. Now, let's hang up the fiddle and the bow and welcome aboard our very own Suwannee River Cloggers. And oh my goodness, they've been traveling around getting better and better and winning prizes. Oh, I tell you, let's clap them onto the stage.
We're missing one of our cloggers of all things. Is she back there yet? Jackie? All right. Sorry about that. Give her just a few minutes. Don't fall down. We want you to clog. Get on the stage, teens, because of the floor, please. This is our group of teenagers. We have more, but this group went to Atlanta a couple of weeks ago and really did a great job. So I hope you enjoy them tonight. Make them welcome the teens from the Suwannee River Cloggers.
Thank you.
Adult group now to do an Appalachian style routine, freestyle. Everybody gets to do their own thing and show out a little bit. And then we're going to bring our whole group back and do a horseshoe for you. So we hope you enjoy it. Put your hands together now and just get right in with us.
Thank you. Our youngest dancer, Summer, dancing with her mother, Sue. Denise and Marco. Debbie and Tracy. Leslie and Philip. Jenny Lynn and Philip. Sarah and Jackie. Daryl and Sandy. Lynn and Homer. Vic and Martha. Linda and Robert. Baby and Carrie.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. More tomorrow. More tomorrow. We have a long way to go. You remember? This is the Florida Folk Festival, and we just don't know when to cut it off. And cut it off, we won't. But we have many wonderful things. A book hot off the press I want to bring your attention to, along with the album that we're so proud of, 25 Years of Florida Folk Festival, which is on sale, a record of